Live from a Skype chat room in VH. It's The Voice. I need to find where I am in this script. This is already professional. I'm Ambi Lee, and this is The Voice. I'm actually Dylan Collins because Ambi Lee is, she has to work early tomorrow. Anyway, tonight, several singers will be performing full songs for our three coaches who are trying to put together teams of seven. Each week, the contestants will be eliminated until we have one contestant remaining. That contestant will be named The Voice. Unlike other shows, we will not be giving badges of first, second, or third. Only The Voice and The Voice's coach will be given badges. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, ladies. Let's meet our coaches. First of all, co-producer of Cover It, producer of Who Sang It Better, and an Asian, it's OMG Awkward Turtle. Hello, Turtle.
Hello.
What are you looking for tonight for your team?
We'll see.
Okay. She's keeping her cards close to her chest. Next up, winner of Sing It Season 8, Cover It Season 1, producer of One Voice to Rule Them All, and honor student at Hogwarts. Welcome, beloved star.
Hi.
Hi. What are you looking for tonight for your team?
I'm looking for The Voice.
Okay. What is The Voice to you, beloved?
Secret.
Okay. And finally, producer of Sing It, Act It, Perform It, and let's not forget winner of Lone Star, and holder of the world record for Twinkie eating, which is not true. I'm Dylan Collins, and I'm looking for a good singer tonight. That's what I'm looking for my team. So here's how it works. One by one, the contestants will sing a full song, and when we hear something we like, we will each buzz in with a specific buzzer noise. I go, epic win. Turtle goes,
we will.
And beloved star goes,
schwing.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to go, how you doing? You're going with swing.
So overdone, Dylan. So overdone.
Sexually harass the other people.
They like it.
If only one of us buzzes in, the contestant will go to whichever team buzzed in. But if more than one of us buzz in, then the power shifts over to the contestant, who will get to decide whose team they go on. And hopefully it will be not like the radio, because on the radio everybody like went to every team but mine. I'm hoping this will be different. One more thing, we're allowed to buzz in on more than seven people. Not everyone that auditioned is in this live Skype chat right now, so not everyone will make their choices right away. But if we overextend ourselves, then the spots will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. If none of us buzz in, you're welcome to resubmit a song for the next episode. I think that about covers the rules. Are you guys ready to get started?
I am so ready.
Yep.
Did I paste the link with all the songs in it? Because that would have been helpful. Did I do that yet? It's live. It's live. I'm not going to edit this. I did. Okay. Well, then I need to get it for myself. Do you guys both have it?
Yes.
The link you sent?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. As soon as I've gotten it, well, we can start. First up, we are going to listen to Cake Batter. Remember, coaches, stay unmuted, or you can mute, but unmute when you're going to say your but if you're going to buzz in, okay?
Got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, everybody play.
Dancing in the backyard, Kool-Aid mustache and butterfly wings, hearing Andrea McCardle sing from the hi-fi in the den. I've been waiting my whole life to find a way back to then. I aimed for the stars, a 9-year-old can see so far. I'll conquer the world and be a star. I'll do it all by the time I'm 10. I would know that confidence.
Epic win.
Swing.
If I knew a way back. So I bailed on my hometown and became a college theater dork. I was eastbound and down, moving to New York. So I crammed my life in a U-Haul to find my part of it all. The mundane sets in, we play by the rules, plow through the days, the years take us miles away from the time we wondered when we'd find a way back to then. And When you least expect, opportunity walks through the door. You suddenly connect with the thing that you forgot, what you've been looking for. And there you are, right in the middle of what you love, with the craziest of companies. You're having a kick-ass time and being who you wanted to be in this world. You're that little girl with her wings unfurled, flying again. Back in the backyard dancing, I found a way back to
Okay, everybody can pause that file. Okay, that was Cake Batter. Cake Batter, you can unmute now if you're in this call.
Hi.
Hi, Cake Batter. How are you?
Oh, okay, I'm good. Yes.
Cake Batter's never, like, in call, so she's so nervous.
Yeah. Ooh.
So we're each going to now tell you why we buzzed in and make a pitch. Turtle?
I buzzed in because, like, I really like the tone of your voice. It sounds pretty. And I can tell it. You like singing a lot of theater songs, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, gone outside of that comfort zone?
I mean, I used to take voice lessons, and usually we just kind of focused on musical theater, so I haven't really been doing much outside of that, but I would kind of like to, so kind of stretch that range-ishness. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, girl.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I could kind of tell, I was like, I could think of some good song choices for her outside of this genre, so.
Beloved Turtles, I'm sorry.
No. It's
a new format. I don't know when.
Just
say done when you're done, and then I'll move to Beloved.
Okay. Well, if you want to experiment with different genres, I could help you with that. Done.
Beloved Star.
Okay. Hi, Cake Batter.
Hi, Beloved Star.
I buzzed in because I think you have a really nice voice. You have really great control and really great control over your vibrato too, which is not very easy to do. I don't want to copy or anything, but I kind of just had the same thing Turtle was going with. And that's it.
Well, for me, I would have buzzed in right at the intro music before you even started singing, because I know you're good. I just didn't want to be too eager, because that came between us on performance season two. So, I think you're super quirky.
Speaking about performance. Yeah.
Yes, about performance.
Yes.
I'm recording again, so it's good.
Okay.
Apparently when Sakona came into the call, it shut off the recording, but I'm back. Yes, I think you're quirky and unique, and you have a great voice, and you're an amazing performer. And I would like you on my team. But I'm not going to force you to not sing theater songs if you want to sing theater songs. So it's your choice, Cake Batter. It's your choice. You're the first one up, and you got three yeses. So please choose now.
Oh, shiz. You guys should have, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music. okay. I guess, do I have to say why,
Yes, you should say why. That way we'll know why you rejected us, again, just like on the first
okay, let's see. Well, that's difficult, and this is awkward, and this is going on for too long, so I'm just gonna say that, I'm just going to go ahead and pick Beloved Star.
Ugh.
Yes!
Sorry.
Why?
Because I'm awesome!
because I've heard Beloved Star a lot, and I think she's really a great singer. Like, I've heard all of you guys. But...
Hurdle, she's saying that we are not as good as Beloved Star.
No. No, I mean, it was close between her and Turtle because, like, Turtle's,
oh,
like...
Oh, gee.
So she's only dissing you, Dylan.
No, yeah. Okay. Turtle is, like, my Filipino, like, brethren person, so...
I have had enough of this. Please get off the stage.
Okay.
I am so happy to have you.
Thank you.
We are going to move on. Just... Beloved has 6 spots left. We, Turtle and I, have 7. We're moving on to Copper now, so... Let me find my file again. 3, 2, 1, everyone push play.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to do, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money, take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's the watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's the key to my car. Mister, give it a whirl. But please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 5 years down the road. There's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says the baby's fine, but you'll have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast. And Johnny hit his knees and there he prayed, "Take the very breath you gave me, take the heart from my chest. I'll gladly take your place if you let me make this my last request. Take me out of this world. God, please don't take the girl." Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
Okay, we're back. Turtle and Beloved, are you here?
Yes.
Okay. Turtle, why did you not buzz?
Because at the very beginning of the song, he came in off-key, and when you the first part of a song is really important. It helps the listeners, and he didn't really do it because I guess I said he was off-key.
Copper, you're welcome to unmute and join in on this conversation if you'd like as well, since you're in the call.
Okay.
But okay. I'd like to see him do probably an easier song. Tim McGraw is kind of hard.
Copper, I need you to rap. That is what I need from you. If you rapped, I would have taken you on my team, because I'm down with the rapping.
See, I was thinking of doing a rapping song. I was either thinking of, like, Vanilla Ice or MC Hammer, but I don't know.
I know you did this last minute, so I'm attributing the pitchiness to that. But if you'd have rapped, I totally would have buzzed in. I almost buzzed in anyway, just to make you rap. But I want you to, if you're welcome to resubmit with a rap song, or you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a rap song, but I would like to hear you rap. Beloved, what do you think?
I didn't buzz in because you were a little bit pitchy, and like Turtle said, the beginning of the song is really important, but also this song is so emotional, and I just didn't really feel it from you. I think if you had really put in your heart and soul in this, I probably would have buzzed whether you were pitchy or not if this had touched my soul. As corny as that sounds.
So Beloved wants you to touch her.
Shut up, Dylan.
I want you to rap. So if you're welcome to resubmit with either something that touches Beloved or rapping or anything else you want.
You twist everything I say into something sexual.
I'm sorry, but for now, it's a no. Thank you for the audition, Copper.
All right, I'll be sure to resubmit.
Awesome. Silver Soulbird is up next, so everybody can push play and... Well, actually, let me stop this recording and start it. Okay. All right, everybody can push play in 3, 2, 1. Epic win. I've heard this before. Epic win.
We will.
Alright, Beloved and Turtle, are you guys back?
Yes.
Okay, Kaya, Silver Silbert, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello,
you got three buzzes. Beloved, we can start with you. Ignore the beeping in the background.
Okay, I buzzed in later than everyone else. I thought of not buzzing in just because I already have someone and they had buzzed in, but I really want you, so I buzzed in anyway. I really, really love your control on the long notes especially. Your vibrato is beautiful. You have a lovely tone. And I can definitely hear some things that I'd really like to work with you on. So that is why I buzzed in.
Turtle?
I buzzed in right when I heard, like, the actual lyrics. And I thought it was really pretty. And I haven't really heard much of you on VH, but I would love to work with you because you have a really nice voice.
I love that you did all the harmonies in the background, and the whole time you've been on performance, I always think of these like non-theater songs that I want you to sing, and I really want you on my team so we can work on amazingness. That's why I want you. I love you on this. That wasn't very eloquent, but it's up to you, Silver Silbert.
Oh, and the pressure is on.
Yes.
Ugh. I think I'm gonna go with Beloved on this. it's just because I feel like out of all the three of you, I don't know Beloved as well, and I would like to get to know her better, so.
Aww.
And I think she's going to surprise me with what she chooses for me to sing, and I did hear
her swing in the middle of your song, right?
Yes, I did.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay with her ruining my song with her swing.
All right.
I had to wait. I've never heard it before.
And I...
You have... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say something smart-ass. Go ahead.
Probably something sexual, right?
Yep.
I wasn't going to say anything important.
Okay. Well, Beloved, you have 5 spots left to fill. Turtle and I have not managed to get anybody on our team yet, so we still have 7 spots. Thank you, Silver Silbert.
Okay, sorry, guys.
All my performant people are turning against me. Next up, Audrey Go Lightly. I need to... Okay, Audrey Go Lightly is up next. Everybody push play.
Don't think we're over. because I'm here. You hurt me now, but I won't shed a tear. I'm leaving you for the last time, baby. You think you're loving, but you don't love me. I've been confused out of my mind lately. You think you're loving, but I want to.
We will.
Baby, you've hurt me. When I get to Warwick Avenue,
Epic win.
We'll spend an hour, but no more than two. Our only chance to speak once more. I showed you the answers, now here's the door. When I get to Warwick Avenue, I'll tell you, baby, loving, but you don't love me. I've been confused out of my mind lately. You think you're loving, but you don't love me. I want to be free, baby. You've hurt me. All those days spent together, when I wished for better, didn't want the train to come, now it's departed. I'm brokenhearted, seems like we never started. All those days spent together, when I wished for better, and I didn't want the train to think you're loving, but you don't love me. I want to be free, baby. You've hurt me. You don't love me. I want to be free, baby. You've hurt me.
Okay, Beloved and Turtle, are you guys here?
Yes.
Audigo Lightly, are you here?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, yeah, hello. Beloved,
hi.
Beloved Star, we should start with you because you're the only one of us that did not buzz in, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, why didn't you buzz in?
Yeah,
I didn't buzz in because I already have two people and I feel really bad.
Yeah, true. It's kind of being fair. I understand that.
You wouldn't have picked her anyway. Beloved, don't get an attitude. Don't get an ego. Like we need you to pass or else people won't come on our team.
Dylan.
Yes.
Dylan, you're kicking yourself in the butt.
Okay.
This is going against you.
Well, I would go ahead with what you're going to say. I'm sorry.
That was it. I thought you sounded nice. There were a couple little parts that were off pitch, but I would have buzzed in if I hadn't felt really bad.
Audrey, with you, you have an amazing tone, but I don't always know that you pick songs that show that off, so I'd really like you on my team so that we can find amazing songs for you. And I think a lot of it comes from you don't own it. You're not a diva. You have to be a diva and you have to have more confidence because you're an amazing singer. And I'd like to help you with that as well. Also, I really want you on my team so that we can own Beloved and all of the traitors from Perform It 2 that have turned against me on her team. Because now it's about revenge. What did you think, Turtle?
I like your tone a lot. Like, this is kind of, there's like a jazzy feel. So, like, if that's kind of stuff you like, because I don't really know you very well, and I'd love to get to know you. But yeah, if you're into that, the jazzy sound, that's something I kind of know. And it wasn't perfect, but you had such a nice tone, and I'd love to work with you and help you like mix things better, because there's some iffiness with the backtrack. So
Yeah, I don't know what the deal was with that. It was fine when I was recording.
Well, it falls to you, Audrey Golightly. You have myself or Turtle you can choose.
That's a tough choice.
I know.
As I recall, you originally didn't believe I existed, Dylan.
Well, that was more of a Bright thing than a you thing.
Yeah, true. Well, now that you have admitted that I exist, I think you kind of like me, so, and I kind of like you, so I think I'm going to pick Dylan.
Yes!
Sorry, Turtle.
Somebody likes me. Well, well, well. Joke's on you two. I have something on my team. So I have 6 spots left. Beloved has 5. Turtle has 7. Next up is going to be Melly. Okay, Omi, you can stop the recording now.